Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. The first reading today is taken from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, this is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice, then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, that you may prosper. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me, nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, this is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord. Is that us? Are we the nation who've been so bountifully cared for so long? Do we not listen to the voice of the Lord? It's God. Do we not take correction? God can do that in all kinds of ways. You know it. It's something you know inside. This is wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. Brothers and sisters, I don't want you to get, scared. But I just would say every day, just say to the Lord, Lord, help me to live my life according to your word. Read something from the scripture every day. If it can be the mass readings of the day, then you have a logical order to something. So read some of scripture every day and ask God to help you put it into practice. That line in the Gospels, it says, love one another as I have loved you. Honestly, it sounds like it's so obvious, but honestly, it took me quite a while to know how loved I was by God, clearly loved by God, that what he did for his people, he did for me as well. It's not just the people. It's us. It's you. It's me. He did this for you. Please open your hearts to his generosity, his kindness, his faithfulness, his willingness to forgive everything. When you bring it to him, go to the sacrament of confession. I used to stand outside for a while saying, can I really say this that I did? Oh my. And I it was a hard moment, but I would do it. And I felt inestimable peace of God was beyond me. Oh, brothers and sisters, he's prepared everything for us, and he's given us a way through the sacraments to be forgiven, to draw closer and closer to him. Please take advantage. Please. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us claim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us, for he is our God. And we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. That means, brothers and sisters, that if we're going around proud, if we're going around saying, oh, well, yeah, I hurt that person, but you don't ask forgiveness. If you're lying, whatever it is that you might be doing, it's hard to hear the voice of the Lord. But if you come to him and say, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. Honestly, genuinely sorry. And go to confession. You will be set free as you cannot imagine. Open your heart to him, for he loves you. That today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me. We've tested the Lord so much. Let us now receive what he has for us. Please, even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful. That's really true, brothers and sisters. It's very true. God may speak to us about what we need to do to change, but, oh, brothers and sisters, you know that in every word there is forgiveness for us. Open your heart to him. And the gospel reading is taken from Luke chapter 11, verses 14 to 23. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute in somebody else. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed because he had been silent. And some of them said, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others, to test him, asked for a sign from heaven, but he knew their thoughts. And he said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. That's why if you know you're going down the road saying the wrong thoughts, let's say that for a moment, you have thoughts of way of getting revenge on somebody or whatever the case may be, right there, just stop. And say, Lord, help me. And you say, well, no, I want to do it. But is it of God? God wants to welcome you into his kingdom. Are you willing to forgive? Brothers and sisters, it can change your whole life. There are a lot of shackles hanging on us of difficulties with people and mistakes we've made and we've not always been gracious. We've not always asked forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, open your heart to him because he wants you to know the freedom of the children of God, real freedom of the children of God. He says here, if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guides his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me. Think of that. Whoever is not with me. There's not a middle position. Whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters. Think, brothers and sisters, is that the kind of life we want? I don't think so. Say, why is this going on and on and on? Go to the people. Take responsibility for your part. It brings incredible grace. It brings peace to you. It brings hope into your life. You're a much better man or woman when we do that. Please. They're the words that are hard to choke out. You know, all you need to say is, will you please forgive me? The other person might be surprised, maybe not, and say, oh, no, you don't need to ask forgiveness. And you know that what you've done was unkind. And you say, I know, but I was unkind, and I don't want to be like that. Something like that. Brothers and sisters, the Lord wants you with him. I want all my listeners with him. It will change your life more and more. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Is that you? You don't want to be that. You want to be one who does forgive, who seeks forgiveness, who finds forgiveness, and you're set free. I remember one of the very first times that I could walk up to somebody else and say, not just, I'm sorry, but to be able to say, will you please forgive me? All I can say is the freedom that came into my soul, because I make mistakes too. And the freedom that came into my soul was such a blessing. Don't miss the blessings of God. Don't miss the kindness of God. And most people don't, because to ask the question of somebody, to say, will you please forgive me, you have to make an act of humility. That's humility. And none of us likes that in the flesh. We don't. But you will be amazed when you say that. The freedom that does come into your life, not maybe at that exact moment, but over the next days, you feel yourself free. Free to ask forgiveness, free to receive forgiveness, free to give it to others. God loves you dearly, dearly, dearly. And I want to close with this prayer from St. Gregory Nazianzen. Deliver me, incorruptible one, from an alien hand, lest I should labor in evil works, and Pharaoh should afflict me, lest your enemy should keep me down in bondage, O Christ, and draw me into stony Babylon, beset by curses. But let me remain in your temple, stalwart, a songwriter. Let no fiery shower of Sodom drop down from above me, but by the overshadowing of your mighty hand, drive far from me all sufferings. Sufferings can come to us in many ways, but when we bear those sufferings with the Lord, it's a very different experience. You're never alone, never alone. Help me. Give me the words I need. Give me wisdom. Give me courage. God will give it. St. Gregory Nazianzen wrote that. Pay attention. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.